Welcome to Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are in tune to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches on FM 94.7.
When you know who you are in Christ, you have positioned yourself spiritually to be favored by God.
Dr. Tony Evans says God has great things in mind for you, but his intentions are even bigger than you may imagine.
The only reason, whether you're a man or a woman, God favors you is so you can favor somebody else with the favor that God used to favor you.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Physical fixes can help you manage your misery, but achieving a lasting cure only happens with a biblical prescription. Today, Dr. Evans brings us some scripture-based therapy that can help get twisted-up lives straightened out again. Let's join him as he begins.
In Luke chapter 13, we're introduced to a lady without a name. Her name is not given to us, so we don't know what to call her, but we are introduced to her. In verse 10, and he, Jesus, was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And there was a woman who for 18 years had had a sickness caused by a spirit, and she was bent double and could not straighten up at all. So she went to church, she got her spot, but when she came to church, she brought an 18-year problem with her. There was a spine injury of some sort or a spine disease that had caused her to bend over. And you've seen people like that who can't straighten up, it says, because she was bent over. Far too many people a day live their lives bent over. In other words, they can't get stuff straight. Stuff stays crooked in their lives, crooked in their relationships, crooked in their priorities, crooked in their self-analysis. If you are bent over, that means you spend all of your time looking down and your focus is always ground level. Now, we don't know how old she was, but 18 years is a long time to have the same problem. And I don't know how long she had been going to church, but however long she was going to church never fixed it. Because she's still going to church, but she's going to church bent over. I wonder how many people today in this house or in your house listen to the teaching every week bent over. How many folks say amen while you bent over? How many folks say praise the Lord while you bent over? How many folks sing the songs while bent over because nothing has changed? But we're given some inside information because we're told in chapter 13, she had a sickness caused by a spirit. Don't miss that. Verse 16 says, whom Satan has bound for 18 long years. Ooh. The devil was behind her problem. Now, if she's got a demonic influence in her life, Satan is controlling her life, and she's going to church, that means Satan is in the sanctuary too. Because she bringing the devil in with her. How do you know you're bringing the devil in with you? Because you can't straighten up. You can't get it straight. You can't get off of the addiction. You can't bring order to the relationship. You can't grab peace of mind because something else is going on beyond the obvious. If the devil is causing you to be bent over, going to the doctor can't fix it. If the devil is causing you to be bent over, simply having a counselor who doesn't see that can't fix it. Because all you're doing is you are dealing with symptoms and not causes. A number of things can bring about satanic influences in our lives and in our circumstances. One is there is unaddressed sin that serves as an infection that demons can enter into. You must ask the question, is my inability to get straight due to the fact that I got the devil all over me and now he won't go nowhere? He's made himself home. He's built a crib in your physical house. And so there's a headache you can't get rid of, a life ache you can't overcome, an addiction you can't be delivered from. Well, let's see what happens next. When Jesus saw her, verse 12 says, he called her over and said to her, "Woman, you are freed from your sickness." And he laid his hands on her, and immediately, somebody say immediately, she was made erect again and began glorifying God. Up until this time, we're told he was teaching. So he's preaching the word. But when she comes, he no longer is speaking generically to the whole congregation. He says, "Woman," meaning he's talking to her. He says, "You are freed from your infirmity." When you come to the synagogue, the church house, you don't just want to ask God to give you the word. You want your word. A word that speaks into your life. Far too many people who go to church are satisfied with a sermon who never comes to the Son. See, she had to come to him. She had to personalize this. She had to invite or respond to the invitation of Jesus. Now, notice what happened. When she came and got a rhema word, a word that was uttered specifically to her situation. That's like when you hear a sermon and you know God was talking to you as though nobody was in the house but you. We're told that he laid his hands on her. She got a personal touch. That's what the Holy Spirit does now. Physically, Jesus did it when he was alive, but that's what the Holy Spirit does now. Gives you a personal touch. And immediately, she was made erect again and began glorifying God. The reason why she needed a touch from Jesus is that a demon and the devil needed to be dealt with, not a bad spine. A bad spine was fruit, not root. I've discovered in the years of ministry that I spend a lot of time trying to fix folk fruit when the problem is demonic influence, demonic possession, satanic governance. And you can spend years, 18, with folk who come to church who don't mind you touching fruit, but they don't want you messing with root. They don't want a Jesus touch, they just want a good service and a nice choir and a wonderful sermon while they stay bent over. But because Jesus saw the spiritual, which you'll see again in a moment, he could touch the reality. And I love the word because it shows up so many times in scripture, immediately. Sometimes it says suddenly. That means out of nowhere. It says she was made erect. She stood straight up. Wait a minute. Are you telling me you can be messed up for 18 years? Doctors can't help you. Friends can't help you. Your peeps can't help you. Your posse can't help you. You can be toe up from the flow up for 18 years and just a touch. Just a touch from Jesus can turn that thing around overnight. You've been drunk for 18 years. You've been a crackhead for 18 years. You done gone through divorce after divorce after divorce. You've gone through mental anguish for an extended period of time. And you mean to tell me just a touch from Jesus can turn that thing around overnight. But only if you're willing to recognize the spiritual and not limit yourself to the circumstantial. Here's a woman. I don't know who she is. She doesn't have a name associated with her. But she got a problem that needs fixing. And it went beyond medical science. There needed to be a supernatural touch, which means if you come into the synagogue, keep your eyes open for Jesus. Because if you miss him, you didn't just been to church. You didn't just heard the teaching. But you haven't been impacted by the word.
So what happens once we actually feel the touch of God? Dr. Evans will tell us when he returns in just a moment. Don't go away.
The biblical roles of husbands and wives, the source of our authority as believers, understanding the concept of grace, winning spiritual battles, they're all important subjects but seem as different as night and day. Would it surprise you to know there's a common thread running through all four? You can discover what it is by taking the course on Ephesians in the Tony Evans Training Center. One by one, you'll dig into the powerful themes of this book and make new discoveries about what Jesus' death accomplished, how to maintain unity at home and at church, what spiritual armor is all about. The course includes custom content from Tony, not available anywhere else. Work through it at your own pace. Collaborate with other students. Get your specific questions answered through our online forum. Connect with the Tony Evans Training Center at tonyevans.org. It's like having a seminary on your smartphone or other device. Start today, tonyevans.org.
Before we get back to today's message, I wanted to let you know about a valuable package of resources that can help if you're feeling discouraged or weighed down by the issues of life. It's a sermon series from Dr. Evans called Developing Kingdom Vision, and it includes the full-length version of today's lesson, along with six other relevant messages. Through these lessons, you'll learn that trials, difficulties, sadness, and grief don't need to be overwhelming. They can all be overcome to the degree that you allow your spiritual eyesight to take priority over your physical outlook. All seven of the full-length messages in this collection are available today on instantly downloadable MP3s or in a CD album. You can get a copy as our gift when you contact us and make a donation to the Ministry of the Alternative. Just visit us today at tonyevans.org to make a donation and request the Kingdom Vision package. Along with the audio series, we're including an extra gift, Tony's recently released Kingdom Focus book that builds on the practical insights and truths we've been hearing about today. Get the details on this bundle at tonyevans.org or call us at 1-800-800-3222, and one of our friendly team members will be happy to help with your request. Again, that's tonyevans.org or by phone at 1-800-800-3222. Well, here's Dr. Evans with part two of today's message.
Well, now it gets gooder. She getting a praise on, according to verse 13, you know, because when God comes through for you, you can't keep it to yourself. So she getting a praise on. She glorifying God up in the house. But the synagogue official, verse 14, indignant, that means ticked off, because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, began saying to the crowd, because see, there's a crowd in the house, and this woman had gone crazy because she glorifying God. There are 6 days in which the work should be done, so come during them and get healed, and not on the Sabbath day. Translation, we trying to have church up in here. You didn't mess with the order of service. We had an order of service. The prayer come here, the song come here, the announcement come here, the sermon come here. We got an order of service. And Jesus, you done messed up the church program. You got to give room for Jesus to mess up your order of service. Because the supernatural has entered into the sanctuary. And it has caused a disruption to the program. And he says to the senior pastor, "You hypocrite, this is not merely a bent over woman. This is a daughter of Abraham." In other words, while not denying her condition because he had to fix it, he clarifies her identity. As long as the devil can make your situation your identity, as long as the devil can say you'll never be anything, as long as the devil says you're nothing, as long as the devil can use all of that, then you stay bent over because it becomes your identity. When you know who you are in Christ, you have positioned yourself spiritually to be favored by God. But the only reason, whether you're a man or a woman, God favors you is so you can favor somebody else with the favor that God used to favor you. When girlfriend got healed and she stood up, she didn't keep quiet. She told church up. She said, "Look at what God did for me." She got a praise on. She went public. See, all of the other times, all she could do is talk to the ground. But now she's shouting out. She's declaring what God did. See, sometimes God got to wait until he knows you're ready to open your mouth. Until you're ready to praise and declare the glory of God. You know what he's saying? She's got the right to be delivered. Jesus said, y'all don't understand the Sabbath. The Sabbath was designed to set you free and give you rest. Now, don't misunderstand rest. Rest is not sleep. No. On the seventh day, God rested when he created. He didn't go to sleep. On the seventh day, when he rested, he enjoyed what he had done the previous 6 days when he created the world. So on the seventh day, God didn't take a nap. He looked out and said, good. Woo. Good. He was enjoying what he had done. So you know what the Sabbath is for most of us at Sunday? It's looking back and seeing the goodness of God over this last 6 days. God took care of me this last week. He provided for me this last week. He fed me this last week. He clothed me this last week. He covered me this last week. He sustained me this last week. He empowered me this last week. And I'm just going to rest and celebrate the goodness of God in the land of the living. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's descendant, heirs according to the promise. Somebody ought to get excited up in here. He says, if you have come to Jesus, you are Abraham's daughter, you're Abraham's son, and you are a descendant of the promise, which means nobody can put you down anymore. You walk with your head up high now. Nobody, I don't care about your background. I don't care about your history. I don't care who's misused you or abused you. You can tell them now, I'm a child of the King. I'm a descendant of Abraham because I belong to Jesus Christ. You can call me what you want, but I ain't bent over no more. I'm standing up, and I'm going to stand up straight. You're a child of God. If they call you another name, it don't matter no more because you know who you are. You're a son or daughter of Abraham. If they put you down, it don't matter no more Because once you know who Jesus says you are, it doesn't matter what the preacher says. It doesn't matter what the people say. It doesn't matter what the public says. Because you know that you've been redeemed. And guess what? That means you got a right to be free. You got a right to be victorious. You got a right to be sustained. You got a right to be proud. You got a right to be victorious. You got about a right to be strong. Oh, don't bend over no more. Because Jesus has straightened you up when you come to him.
We'll return in just a few moments with one last insight from Dr. Evans to wrap up today's message. But first, he's here with this important invitation.
When you're going through tough times, a job loss, a breakup, or maybe financial stress, having someone who loves you unconditionally is a game changer. And no one can do that better than Jesus Christ. He proved it long ago when he made the ultimate sacrifice for each of us. And he proves it again and again each day in the lives of those who've already acknowledged his incomparable love. When you embrace Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you not only receive an eternal home with him, but you also unlock extra courage and hope for today, helping you face life's challenges with confidence. Invite him into your life right now by saying this simple prayer with me. Dear Heavenly Father, I recognize Jesus Christ as your Son, who died on the cross for my sins and rose again. I invite you into my life to be my Savior and Lord. Wash away my sins. Lead me in your ways. Thank you for your unconditional love and your gift of salvation. I trust in you and place my faith in your promise of eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you prayed that prayer with Tony right now, or if you just feel the need to find out more about what a relationship with Christ means, visit TonyEvans.org and click on the link at the top of the page that simply says Jesus. If you feel a tugging at your heart, don't ignore it. Take the time to check out the information Dr. Evans has waiting for you at TonyEvans.org. And TonyEvans.org is where you can also request that special package of resources I mentioned earlier. All the full-length messages in Tony's current series called Developing Kingdom Vision. The entire 7-part series is our gift to you, along with the Kingdom-focused book, when you contact us and make a donation to help support Tony's ministry. Make the arrangements today at TonyEvans.org. You'll find a section on the homepage that's there just for this special offer. Or if you prefer, let one of our team members assist you when you call 1-800-800-3222. The number again, 1-800-800-3222. When all you see around you is trouble and pain, you're missing the best part of the picture. Tomorrow, Dr. Evans will talk about how we can catch glimpses of heaven and how Jesus is our living link to that expanded perspective. Right now, though, he's back to wrap up with this encouraging insight.
Let me just close with this. I got in my hand a $100 bill. This $100 bill has value. It's got 100 ones in this. Now, I'm crushing the $100 bill. So it's now wrinkled because it's been abused in my hand. Some of you here today have been wrinkled because you've been abused by a mother, abused by a father, abused by a man, abused by a woman. But last time I checked, it's still worth $100. It still has not lost its value. Oh, but wait a minute. I just dropped it and I stepped on it. I done stepped on a $100 bill. Now it's a dirty $100 bill. Some of you here have been crushed and you've been made dirty. Dirty by your sin, dirty by somebody else's sin, and you got dirt all over you. But last time I checked, I could still take this to the store and use it. Because even though it's been abused, it has not lost its value. So if circumstances have crushed you, if people have stomped you, just tell them, I still know my value. Because I'm a son or daughter of God, and I'm a part of Abraham's seed.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.
Marshall Donor AC and Appliance in Orlando reminds listeners that when properly maintained, the life expectancy for commercial and residential HVAC systems is 15 to 20 years. Without regular maintenance, that number can drop. If you're considering the DIY route to repair your unit, it could be very costly in the long run. That's why it pays to call your local trusted heating and air specialist at Marshall Donor AC and Appliance. Call 407-415-4044 for Marshall Donor AC and Appliance
in
Orlando. There's
a great team here at WMIE that makes this Christian broadcast able to go out with excellence and quality. And we want to encourage you to make your day count by giving and partnering with WMIE 91.5. They have a fundraising goal each and every year, and we know that God meets that goal, but guess how He meets it? He meets it through each and every one of us. So we want to encourage you to be a part, listen for the directions to be able to give and partner with this radio program.
Give, because this radio station have been a blessing to you. WMIE has been here for many, many, many years, and it only stays on the air because of people like you, people like me. And God expects us to support what He is doing. So we encourage you to support WMIE.